Today's Amud is Yevamos and Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on and Beis Amud Aleph, five lines from the top, by the two dots, Asa Maimer. So the Mishnah had mentioned that Asa Maimer Ubaal Harezu Kimitzvasa. The Mishnah was discussing different mixes of pu'ulais that the Yavam might have done with the Yavama, Maimer then Get, then Maimer then Yiba, all the different things. Amongst the list of the different combinations of pu'ulais that the Yavam might have done with the Yavama, the Mishnah spoke about a case where the Yavam did Maimer with the Yavama, and then he did Bia, then he did Yiba with the Yavama. And the Mishnah comments about that also Maimer Ubaal Harezu Kimitzvasa, that's exactly what he's supposed to do. That's Kimitzvasa. It sounds like the Mishnah is saying that's what he's supposed to do. So says the Gemara, this that the Mishnah says about Maimer and Yibam, that's what he's supposed to do, Lema Misayeya Leilu Rav Huna. This seems to be a raya for Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna once said that mitzvah Yivama mekadesh va'achar kach bayo, that as part of the mitzvah of Yibam, a person is supposed to first do kedushin, he's supposed to first do maimer, and then afterwards be bayo. So our Mishnah seems to be supporting Rav Huna. To which the Gemara says that it's not necessarily a raya. Ema afze kimitzvasa. What the Mishnah means to say is that not only if a person just right away goes ahead and does yibam is he doing the mitzvah, but even afze, even if he does maimer first, that's also kimitzvasa. Says the Gemara Pshita, why would it be any worse? Why would Maimer, and then followed by Yibam, why would that not be Kimitzvasa? If just Yibam is Kimitzvasa, why would the Maimer take away from that? Says the Gemara, Salkadayta Chamina, I could have understood that Kevan to Amar Maar, since we had earlier, on Chavtesim Abbas, that Aisa Maimer be Avimtai, Parcha Heimenu Zikas Yivamin, V'chala Alav Zikas Eversim V'nesuin, that when a person does Maimer with this Yivama, so to a certain extent, the Zikas Yibam goes away, and it's chal now is zikas of like an erusin, of like a nesuin, then now she's like a regular arusa, sa'im alav mitzvah ka'avit. So maybe when he's then boil her, so maybe that's not considered mitzvah yibam anymore, because maybe there's no more zikas yibam, kamash molon, that no, even though to a certain extent we do view it like that, it's not mamish like that, and even if a person, even if the yavam does maimer, then yibam, so avzu kimitzvasa, that kimitzvasa, even that is also considered kimitzvasa, but Avdafka, is this a riot to Rav Huna that the way it's supposed to work is Maimer and then Yibam? Now, it happens to be that we paskin like Rav Huna, that there is supposed to be Maimer then Yibam, but the Gemara is just saying that there's no raya from our Mishnah. It's not muchach from our Mishnah, but the Mishnah might have meant is just that it's even kemitzvasa. Gufa says the Gemara, we had mentioned that Amar Rav Huna mitzvas yevavin mivamin mekadesh v'achar kach bayo. The Rav Huna says the mitzvah is to do maimer and then to do the yibam. Ve'im ba'al va'asa maimer, says Rav Huna that if he did the reverse, if he was ba'al and then afterwards did maimer, so kana, he's also kind of her in that way. Ask the Gemara that in ba'al va'asa maimer pshita, of course, if he did yibam with her and afterwards he did maimer, so of course he's kind of her. The kanya bebia, the bia itself is all that's needed. Even if you say that really it's better to do maimer first, lamaisa, all you need to do is the yibam. So why would yibam and maimer not be kind of? Why does he have to say that in ba'al va'asa maimer he's also kind of? Of course he's kind of her. Says the Gemara that Ela Ema in Baal Beloy Maimer Kana. What he was coming to point out is that even if they do Yibam without having done Maimer, that also works. Meaning he was coming to say that even though you're supposed to do Maimer before doing the Yibam, it's not Ma'akev, there's a Dindur Rabbanan to do Maimer than Yibam. But of course, even if they did Yibam without the Maimer, so then he's also kind of her. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? A person's allowed to do Yibam without Maimer? But Tani, but we learned in a Braisa that like it, that such a person who does bia, he does yibam without doing maimer first, so he gets malchus. If he gets malchus, that sounds like it's an iser de'araisa. You only get malchus when there's an iser de'araisa, when there's a leisa semina taira. So how could you tell me that it's kana l'chayra? It seems like it's an iser de'araisa. So says the Gemara, no. Even though it's true, it says that he's leika, but it's not like him in a taira. It's makas marjus midrabanan. It's only a malchus derabanan. Really, in a taira, it's completely okay to do yibam without having done maimer, which is why he's kind of her in such a way. Even if he skips the maimer, if he just does yibam, he's kind of her. Ah, he gets malchus. That's a malchus derabanan. Why would there be Malkus the Rabbanan? Because it's inappropriate. It's not an appropriate way. It's not a normal way to start a relationship going straight to the Bia. It's appropriate to first do Maimer and then to do Yibam. Like the Gemara says, the Rav Mangid Manda Mekadish Bebia. Rav used to give Malkus to a person who married a woman through Bia. It's not an appropriate way to start off the marriage. It has to first be Kedushin and then Bia. To just start off right away with Bia, so Rav would give such a person Malkus. In fact, he gave Malkus to a whole list of people. One is this case of Madam Mekadish Bibia. Also says the Gemara, Umadam Mekadish Vishuka, also someone who does Eversin, he does Kedushin, he gives a ring to a woman in a public place in the Shuk, he says Aram Gudeshusli, so that's a lack of sneets. He used to give a person who did such a thing Malkus. Umadam Mekadish Beloy Shiduche, also a person who got married without having been properly engaged beforehand, supposed to get to know each other, have an engagement first, and then go ahead and do the Eversin and the Nesuin. If a person skipped the Shidduchim, so he used to give such a person Malkus. Uman de Mevatel Gita, also a person who sent the Shliach to go deliver a get to his wife. He sent the Shliach, and then after sending the Shliach, he was Mevatel the get. He tells a few people, oh, I'm coming, I don't really want to send the get. I'm canceling the get. So the wife is going to receive the get. She's going to think she's divorced. It could cause a lot of issues. So Rav would give Malkus to a person who was Mevatel Gita. Uman de Masar Maida Agita. Also a person who was on some level forced to give a get to his wife. He was refusing and then he was forced to give a get to his wife. And then he's Maisar Maida. Afterwards he says that, oh, he regrets it. He didn't really want to give it. He never really wanted to give it. He was just forced to say it. And so he's Maitzi Laz on the get. So Rav would give such a person Malkus. Uman de Pakir Shlicha Durabanan. Also someone who spoke inappropriately with chutzpah to a Shliach Bezdin, who's coming to tell him, you know, let's say to come to court or whatever, come to Bezdin, whatever the case is. If a person is pakir, he talks with chutzpah, or he does something not nice to a shliach bezdin, so Rav would give him malchus to protect the shliach bezdin. Uman deshayi shamta derabanan alei tlasin yoimin. Also, a person who got put into cherem, he got put into nidoy, and he kept that nidoy on him for 30 days. V'loy asi lebeidina, and he didn't even try going to bezdin v'tava l'shamte to try to get it off. He didn't try to reconcile or he didn't try to make up for what he did. He didn't try to make peace. He just accepted it and is not trying to change his ways. So Rav would give such a person Malkus. And also on a son-in-law who sleeps in his mother-in-law's house, a son-in-law who lives and sleeps in his mother-in-law's house, so Rav would give such a person Malkus. Now obviously that's not the minhag today. The minhag today is not like that. The minhag today is to allow a son-in-law to sleep. We're not talking about yichud, just the fact that the mother-in-law is there, so we're knowing to be makel about this. Taisus already points this out. We're going to see a shita soon in the Gemara who's taka makel about this, and that's where Taisus says, that's where our minhag comes from. But says the Gemara that Rav would give such a person Malkus. Now the Gemara asks, the Dayer in the Chalif Lai, only if he lives in the house, but if he just passes through inside the house, if he just stops in the house, that's okay? Va'ahu the Chalif Abava the Bechamui. There was once a person who passed by the door of his mother-in-law. He went in, he just stopped in for a bit. Unag de Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes gave him Malkus. So why is the Lashon of what Rav would give Malkus to a person, why does it say the Dayer, even if it's Chalif? So says the Gemara that no, really it's just Dayer. But Ahu, that case with Rav Sheshes, the Rav Sheshes gave Malkus to the person who was only Chalif, that's because Meidam Hava Dayim Mechamase. That's because there were already rumors going on about the son-in-law with the mother-in-law, there were Chashan and Chashuda about this, and that's why Rav Sheshes gave him Malkus, but really the issue is only if he's Dayer. That's what we have until now. But says the Gemara that Nahardai Amri and Nahardai, they have a different version, and they said that Bekulhu Lei Mangid Rav Ella Lemekadish Babia Ubeloy Shaduche. And no, none of these things, all these were all made up. The only one that is real is that Rav would give Malkus to a person who married a woman through Bia without Shaduchim, meaning both things. It has to be that he was married the woman through Bia and without having ever been engaged. If he does the combination of those two things, that's when Rav gave Malkus. Or V'ikad Amri, some have a version that what Nahardai said is that Afilu b'Shaduchim Nami, even if it was with Shaduchim, but someone who married a woman with just going straight to Bia, so that he would give Malkus Mishum Pritzusa, because it's an element of Pritzus involved in in such a marriage, in such a way of getting married, and that's why Rav would give Malkus, but all the other things in the list, so those things Rav would not give Malkus, and that's what Tosfos says, that's what Tosfos says, Dibra Masul Hadar, that Anan Sabchina na Nahardai, we are Samicha Nahardai, the Amri Bekul, Leimangi Rav El Amanda Mekadish Rabia, the Bishal Say from Halech Acher Amekel, where Mekel being that's only at the Rabbanan, and that's why we're Mekel to be Darbe Beis Chamuhi. So that's the Gemara Vayter. Now, Tan Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa that Ketan Maimer. How does Maimer work? We've been discussing Maimer, to do Maimer before Yibum. How exactly does Maimer work? So says the Braisa that Nasan La Kesef Oishava Kesef. All the Yavam has to do is he gives the Yavama money or something that's worth money. He gives her a ring. And Rashi fills us in also that of course he also has to have an Amira. It's Nasan Hu Va'amar Hu. It also has to be an Amira where he has to say to her, Hare Amikudashasli. Or Rashi's Nusach is that he says, Hiskachili B'maimer Yavamin. That's what he says. He says some sort of form of Hare Amikudashasli. Hiskachili B'maimer Yavamin. He gives her the Kesef. He gives her the ring. And like that, that's how they have Maimer. Says the Braisa, B'shtar Ketzad. And what about with the Shtar? So the Gemara asks, what do you mean, what about with the Shtar? B'shtar Ketzad, what do you mean? Keda Amaran, it's exactly like we just said, that it should work no different than any other Kesef Kedushin, where Kedushin the Alma, where you could get married with the Shtar. That Kasev La'al Anyar, he writes to her on a piece of paper, Olal Cheres, or on a piece of earthenware, Afal Pisha'im B'shaver Pruta, even if the paper or the kli is not worth a shava pruta because he's not marrying her with kesef, he's marrying her with the shtar, and he writes to her the words hareya mikudashesli, and so the same thing is going to apply to maimer. He's going to write to her on the shtar hareya mikudashesli or iskachili b'maimer yavamin, whatever the case is, but he'll write it on the shtar. So what's the kasha b'shtar ketzad? So says the Gemara Amar Abaye. Abaye explains in hachi kamar. This is what we mean to say, that shtar ksuvas yavamin ketzad. Then how does it work when the Yavam wants to write a shtar ksuva? What's the nusach of the shtar ksuva that the Yavam gives to the Yavama? So to that, the Gemara says, that Kasav, the Braisa says, that Kasav La, he writes to her on the shtar, that Ana Plaini, Bar Plaini, the Yavam says about himself, I, Plaini Ben Plaini, Kabelis Yas Plainis Yavamti, I took upon myself so-and-so to be my Yavama, I took upon myself this and such and such a Yavama, Lazainu Lefarnisa, to give her food, to support her, Karoi, the way it's fitting, Ubelvai Chetek Suvasa Al Nichse Baila Harishain. However, the only difference between this type of ksuva and a regular type of ksuva, a regular ksuva between any other man and his wife, is that when it comes to this ksuva between the yavam and the yavama, so the financial obligation falls on the estate of the dead brother, of Reuven, on Reuven's estate. Even though Shimon's now marrying Mrs. Reuven, Shimon's, the financial responsibilities that Shimon has to Mrs. Reuven comes from Reuven's estate. Ve'i les lami rishain. However, if she doesn't have any place to collect from Reuven's estate, so then tekinu la rabbanan misheni. So then the rabbanan made a takana, so then she'll collect her ksuva from Shimon's assets in order kedei shalaita kala be'ein of leitziyav. It's because we want to make sure that she has some sort of financial gain. That there's going to be some sort of financial responsibility that the yavam is going to have towards the yavama. So if Reuven has money, if he has an estate, so then great. But if not, then it's going to have to come from Shimon. We're not going to allow them to get married without there being a financial responsibility that Shimon's going to have to the Yavama in the case of divorce. The reason for that is Kedei Shalaita Kala Be'in of Laitzia. We don't want it to be that they'll just get into a fight and it'll be so easy for Shimon to just divorce Mrs. Reuven. He has nothing to lose. He has no financial responsibilities. He might get into a small fight and then just divorce her. As opposed to if there's a heavy responsibility, if there's a financial responsibility, he won't be as quick. He'll try to make up. He'll try to make it work. Even though if there was no responsibility, he might have just taken the easy way out. So we want there to be this financial responsibility. So again, therefore, if there's nothing from Reuven's estate, it's going to be on Shimon. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Abaye asks Rabba the following shaila. Nasan la get. Let's say you have a Yavam who goes to the Shemeris Yavam. So Reuven died. And Mrs. Reuven now falls to Shimon. So we mentioned that if Shimon gives a get to Mrs. Reuven, so now Yibum becomes Usser. If he gives a get, he gives her a piece of paper. It says, Hareya Mugureshesli. So the halacha is that now Shimon is not allowed to be Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. The Gemara asks a shaila. Abaye asked Rabba. What's the halacha if nasan la get? He gives her a get, but va'amnar, he says to her, hareyat migureshes heimeni, you're divorced from me, vi'i amuteres l'kol adam, but you're not allowed to marry anyone else. Now, if a husband told his wife, a regular husband and wife, if a husband gave his wife a get and said such a thing, that haram gureshas but viata mutaris kol adam, so the get would be pasul. Such a get is pasul. The Gemara wants to know now that when the Yavam gives the Shemeris Yavam, when Shimon goes to Mrs. Reuven and gives her such a get, he says, here's your get, haram gureshas haimani viata mutaris kol adam, you're not going to marry anyone else, so batim it's a pasul get. Mahu, what's the halacha? Will it still be mutzer for Shimon to be miyabe Mrs. Reuven? In such a case where Shimon gave a pasul get, a get psula to Mrs. Reuven, is Yibam still, will Yibam still be on the table? Get Yavam. Do we say that get Yavama, the fact that a get makes it, and now it's also for them to do Yibam, that's only a dindur Rabbanan? So get the Mahani Beishas Ish, Mahani be Yavama. So only a get that would normally work by an Eishas Ish, so that's going to be the type of get that's going to be a nafkamina by a Yavama, then now Yibam will be Aser, but get the Lai Mahani Beishas Ish, Lai Mahani be Yavama. But perhaps we should say that the dindur Rabbanan of get by Yavama is Kain the Daraisa. Anytime a get wouldn't work by an Eishas Ish, so it's not going to work by the Yavama, Mamela will still be mutter for Shimon to be Miyabi Mrs. Ruvain. That's one side. Aydilmar, or perhaps, that Asilach Flufe Begit, that maybe we should be concerned that if we're going to allow Shimon, after giving such a get, if we're going to allow him to still do Yibam, to be Miyabi, Mrs. Reuven, so others might think, you see that after get, it's still mutter to do Yibam. They're not going to realize that, no, really, after giving a get, it's Aser. Just this get wasn't a good get. It was a possible get. So maybe we should make a gzera that even such a get, it will be Aser for Shimon to be Miyabi, Mrs. Reuven. To which the Gemara says that Amar Le, Rabbah responded to Abaye, that Chayshina Dilma Asilach Lufe, Begita, that we taka do have such a chashash that if we're going to allow them to do Yibam after such a get, they might think that even after a kasher again, it's mutter to do Yibam, and therefore after giving this type of get, even though it's a get psula, after giving such a get, the halacha is Shimon is not allowed to be Miyabi Mrs. Reuven. However, Maskefa Rabba Bar Chanan asked the Kasha, that Elameata, if you're telling me, that even when Shimon gives a pasul get to Mrs. Reuven, so now Yibam is out of the picture, even though the get wasn't a good get, Elameata, if so, so Yahiv La Nayara Be'alma, it should come out, that even if Shimon just hands Mrs. Reuven a piece of paper, a blank check, it's a blank piece of paper, and he says to her, the Ritva adds, of course it has to be that if he gives her a blank piece of paper, that's no shaykhus to a get. But let's say he gives her a blank piece of paper, and he says to her, Harei Amigureshasli, with this get. Now it's not really a good get, it's not in anything. So Hachanami the Pasla, now also, you're going to tell me, that now apostles are, that now they're not allowed to do Yibam, this is nothing. If you're telling me apostle get is going to Aser Yibam, so then even if he gives her a blank piece of paper, it should Aser Yibam. To which the Gemara says, Amar Lei, he said back, then no. Hasam loy pasul bekahuna. Hacha ka pasul bekahuna. There's pasul and then there's pasul. A blank piece of paper is so not, no shaykhis to a get, that even if a man gives his wife such a get, he says, Hareya migurashasli, gives her a blank piece of paper, the halacha is that she's still going to be mutter lekahuna. If the husband then dies, so she's only an almana, she'll be mutter to marry a kayin. But when a husband gives a wife a get psula, meaning a get where he says to her that hareyat mugureshes heimeni viata mutaris kol adam, that type of get psula, where at least there's shaykhis to a get, so then the halacha is that she becomes pasul lekahuna, even if the husband, the get's pasul, but if the husband would then die, she's still aser to marry a kayin, she's considered like a gerusha. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that such a get passes her the kahuna, even though it's not a kasher get, even though it's a pasul get, such a get has the Kayach to passel the wife to kahuna. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk says the isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. No extra word me isha. It says if a woman, it says that talking to a kayin, that a kayin is not allowed to marry a woman who is grusha me isha, who is divorced from her husband. Me'isha with the dad and the hay. Me'isha from her husband. Lo yikachu, the kohen is not allowed to marry. Now, obviously, if a woman was divorced, who was she divorced from? She was divorced from her husband. So the word me'isha is an extra word. Darshan's the braisa. Why does the pasuk say that a kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who is divorced from her husband? The pasuk's coming to teach us that afilu lo nisgarsha ela me'isha, even if she was only divorced from her husband, lo yikachu, the kohen's not allowed to marry her. Meaning, if the husband said to her, you're divorced from me, but you're still usher to everyone else. So her only nafkamina in the divorce was that she was divorced from the husband. You're divorced from me, but you're still not allowed to marry anyone else. Such a get is considered a good enough get, even though it's a pasla get. She's still an ashes ish, but she also, on the other hand, becomes pasla kahuna. She's considered like a grusha. She's pasla kahuna. And says the Gemara, vahainu reyach haget, shapaisa b'kahuna. Such a get, even though it's pasla, is called a reyach haget. So there's different levels of psulim. A blank piece of paper is not even a reyach haget. That's not even, doesn't even have the smell of a get. It's no shaychus. So that type of get doesn't pass the kahuna. That type of get won't aser yibam. If Shimon would give Mrs. Reuven a blank check and say harei amugureshesli, they would still be allowed to perform yibam. But if he gives her a get and says harei amugureshes amen yviatim utaris lekol adam, that type of get already is called a reyach haget. Nafkamina, that type of get passes the woman the kahuna. So huadin, that type of get will also make it that we have an asi la'achlufe, and that type of get will make it that if Shimon gives Mrs. Reuven such a get, it's going to be asa for them now to perform yibam. Just a few more lines, says the Gemara, another similar type of shaila. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said over the following halacha, that when it comes to a regular husband and wife, they're an arusa. They did erusin. Hare Amru, so Chazal said, that Amar Echad of Lavlar, if the husband tells the cipher, Kasav get la arusasi. Here I have this woman who I'm engaged to, we did erusin, please write for me a get, I'm going to give her this get, lechshech nesena agarshena. When we do the nesuin, I'm going to give it to her and we're going to get divorced. So he tells the cipher to ready write the get at the Shas Eresit. For whatever reason, he didn't want to just give her the get now and just end it. He wanted to go through the Nisuin and then divorce her. For whatever reason, that was the Metzias, that was the case. Ma'isa Shaya Kachaya, L'ma'isa the halacha is that Harez the get is kosher. Even though it was written before they did the Nisuin, even though it was written only at the stage of Eresit, the get is kosher. Why? Says the Gemara, because Mipnesha Biyadei Ligarsha. It was written at a time when they were husband and wife. It was written at a time when they did Erisin. He was technically able to divorce her then. It was Shaykh to Gerishin. She needed a get. She was already in Arusa. Mamela, the get is going to be kosher. As opposed to Ula'isha Ba'almon. If a person tells a cipher, write this get for me to give to a random lady, and then he's going to eventually marry her and then he's going to want to use it, but at that point he wasn't even engaged to her. They didn't even do erisin. So the halacha is ein get. So that get is pasul. That get cannot be used even if afterwards he marries her, they do nesuin even. It doesn't matter. That get will be pasul. Why? Because it was written at a time that they weren't even husband and wife. She wasn't even Zarusa. So it wasn't right to be used from the beginning. Memela, it's going to be pasul. So that's the halacha in general. Now says the Gemara that boy Rami Bar Chama had a yevamas dikashayla with regards to this halacha. Liyavimtaimahu. What's the halacha in the case of yibam when Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon? Shimon tells the cipher, write for me a get, I'm going to do yibam, and then I'm going to use the get to divorce her. So he has the get written at a time that they're somewhat husband and wife. I mean, there's a zika, but they're not husband and wife. They didn't yet do yibam. So mahu, what's the halacha? Keva da agida be karusa saidamia. Since she has a zika to him, so it's like she's his arusa, in which case the get is kosher. Idilma keva de loy avad ba maimer loy, or maybe no, since at this time there's no need for the get. They didn't do maimer. If they did maimer, so then already a get is needed. But at this point, they hadn't yet done maimer, so no get is needed. So maybe the get would be pasul. Maybe it would be like Le'isha Ba'alma, to which the Gemara says that Teku will have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to answer the Shiloh.